presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
February 28, 1116 America, New York. The CHIPS Act is about more than chips. Here's what's in it. A sprawling new program for the semiconductor industry is foremost about national security, but it will try to advance other priorities as well. CHIPS for America will provide $11 billion for research into new chip technologies.
New York Times Business.
February 28, 1102 America, New York. Strikes in Europe are leaving some travelers stranded. What you need to know. As workers in Europe protest low wages and adverse working conditions, travelers may find themselves having to contend with disruptions. Experts offer some tips. Lufthansa planes parked at the Frankfurt airport on Feb.
Global economy, February 28, 1045 America, New York. MKS Instruments warns disruption from ransomware attack will last weeks. U.S. chip-making equipment supplier says attack would cost at least $200 million in lost or delayed sales.
Global economy, February 28, 1041 America, New York. Record UK grocery inflation has added £811 to yearly bill, survey finds. Annual food prices rose 17.1% in February. Research by Kantar shows, as consumers switched to discount supermarkets.
Daily FX Market News.
February 28, 1040 America, New York. US dollar extends losses as consumer confidence sours. What's next for the USD? The US dollar extended losses after US consumer confidence surprised to the downside and prompted Treasury yields to pare their daily advance.
BBC News Business.
February 28, 1040 America, New York. Sainsbury's to axe Argos depots with 1,400 jobs hit. The supermarket giant plans to shut two of the Argos sites over the next 3 years.
BBC News Business.
February 28, 1034 America, New York. More civil servants to strike on budget day. Some 33,000 civil servants will join 100,000 of their colleagues taking strike action on the 15th of March.
Global economy.
February 28, 1027 America, New York. Inflation will remain high in volatile markets, warns hedge fund chief. Man Group boss Luke Ellis says investors must get used to significant moves up and down in markets.
Daily FX Market News.
February 28, 9:24 America, New York. Pound sterling reacts favorably to knee protocol. GBP, USD, GBP, JPY rise. News of Rishi Sunak striking a deal with the EU has lifted sterling, but the supposed improvements need to satisfy Tory Brexiteers and the Democratic Unionist Party, DUP.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
February 28, 9:14 America, New York. Home price growth slowed in 2022. The Case-Shiller Index, which measures home prices across the nation, rose 5.8% in the year ended in December, the lowest December-to-December change since 2019.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
February 28, 9:03 America, New York. Goldman considers shrinking its consumer business. CEO David Solomon said the bank was considering strategic alternatives for its credit card and specialty lending businesses.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
February 28, 9 o'clock America, New York. New Jersey is latest state to push tax relief despite economic uncertainty. Measures under discussion in more than a dozen states vary widely, but the trend cuts across political divides. Governors and state lawmakers are looking for ways to give taxpayers a break.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
February 28, 8 o'clock America, New York. Electricity hell. In California, the state government is pushing us Californians away from gasoline and natural gas and towards electricity. The California Air Resources Board wants to ban the sale of gasoline-powered vehicles and even hybrid vehicles effective in 2035.
New York Times Business.
February 28, 7:52 America, New York. How Biden is seeking to reshape business via the CHIPS Act. Big strings are attached to funding for chip makers, meant to bolster Democratic priorities including childcare for workers and discouragement of stock buybacks. CHIPS Act recipients must provide childcare, said Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo.
Digital finance.
February 28, 7:31 America, New York. We can accommodate 1,000 more startups in Web3. but how to draw them to Hong Kong. Legislator Duncan Chu wrestles with the city's fintech paradox. The post, "We can accommodate 1,000 more startups in Web 3 inches," appeared first on Digital Finance.
Marginal Revolution, February 28, 724 America, New York, Britain's long timeline of housing decline. In 1947, the British Town and Country Planning Act made planning permission a requirement for land development. Ownership alone no longer conferred the right to develop the land.
Daily FX Market News,
February 28, 7 o'clock America, New York, crude oil market looks nervously to PMIs, inventory data. A nervy oil market awaits a slew of both energy-specific and general economic numbers.
BBC News Business,
February 28, 6:46 America, New York, Grant Shapps, sympathetic to ditching energy bill rise. Energy Secretary claims he and the Chancellor are looking, very carefully, at April's £500 increase.